Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack.
Woo! We are back.
Elvis. Gotta love Elvis from the King Creole movie.
Yeah. Back live on Facebook here at 590 The Fan, enjoying all the great guests that are coming in. It's Savory Saturday, the first Saturday of the month. And what better person to have in Savory Saturday than the lovely, beautiful Candace Coleman, who is the restaurant guru of... You're going to have every restaurant, you are going to be taking care of them.
Oh, well, first, I mean, we could talk restaurants for sure, but... Before we do,
look at her.
Congratulations.
Aw, thanks.
Oh, my gosh. You set a date.
Finally.
We did, and we need food
so
for it.
Happy.
We need some food for it.
Well, I brought
we're
some food.
I can smell it. Too bad radio, you cannot smell on radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
it's
this
intoxicating
is incredible
in here.
What
yes.
I'm smelling.
So you're here not only to represent a restaurant, Three Kings Public House, but you're also here because of a great event that they are doing, correct?
They're not necessarily doing an event, but I do have some restaurants that
are supporters,
are doing
I guess. I should say they aren't doing an event, but they're supporting an event that many restaurants are doing, and we're going to mention that event.
Yeah, they support. Well, first of all, let's go back to Three Kings as a whole.
Okay.
They support any and every charity, it seems, in town.
So if I open up Kelly Lamb Charity, I might get some support.
Derek Deaver is the owner, and he is the most giving person that I have ever met. I mean, from
wonderful.
High schools to anytime I ask him for a gift card for something, he donates. He's just got this huge heart. And I think that's another reason why he's just getting so successful is because people really support him because he gives back to the community, supports
sure.
the community.
That's
so.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's so good to hear. Community involvement is so important.
Yeah.
So important. So, okay. So this that they are supporting is a gift a meal.
Oh, gift a meal.
Yeah.
Yes. So basically, if you take a picture of your food when you're at Three Kings, they will... Wow, you got a big old party going.
We do have a party going
on
here.
I had to turn around.
The day we have all these people is the day we have
the
smallest
room. It's the day we're shoved into the closet right now.
I love it. Okay. So back to gift and meal.
Yes.
Boy, you got the vault on. You've got Taste St. Louis, which one of my restaurants is actually competing
in. The Smash Man is in the house.
Smash Man. But anyway, yes, gift and meal. If you guys have never heard about that, it's basically if you go in and you take a picture of your food, which we all do, right? We do.
Yes.
And then you upload it to Facebook. Gift a Meal donates a meal to somebody in need. So it's something
wonderful.
You already do.
Yeah.
And Three Kings is one of the restaurants that participates in this program.
How wonderful.
So isn't that great?
Yes, absolutely. And we have a gift certificate, which we're going to save to give away on one of our Saturday shows, as we're live. Because as people are listening to this on the radio, which would be September 8th, then they're going to be like, oh, okay, now I understand what's going on. They're going to know that this show is recorded. So we don't want to do anything live because the phones are not going to start ringing
right.
because it's the wrong, or they'll ring and it's the wrong week and we're not here to answer it. So we're
gotcha.
Going to make sure to keep that to do a giveaway for our Savory Saturday. So we appreciate it so much. So tell us a little bit about Three Kings. There's more than one restaurant. And I'm looking at the pictures and I'm absolutely, you're not looking at the pictures. Wait till you look
I need,
at the food.
No, I've been.
Yeah, the food is pretty amazing. Well,
yeah.
I think, okay, so they have four locations now. So they just opened in the airport in Terminal 2.
Wow.
Which is doing gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes everything from scratch. So when you go to airports, there are a lot of restaurants. They like to prepare it and then kind of microwave it. Derek, the owner, didn't want to do that. Everything is made from scratch. And there's a 12-minute ticket turnaround. I learned so much now about airports that I never knew.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's doing great. His original location is in the Loop.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's in West County. And then he's by Ronnie's, right next to Ronnie's Theater. So you can have a dinner and a movie.
Where did Three Kings come
from? Great locations. Wow.
So the Three Kings came from three guys that went to high school together. I actually went to Parkway West. Derek went to Parkway West. He was a few years younger than me. I feel very old. But, so it's these three guys, and they came up with King Henry and King Kong and Elvis. So, hence, the Elvis music was perfect. And you see the Three Kings, like a huge mural when you go into each and every one. But what really sets Derek apart is the fact that 90% of his menu is natural. So, like, all the fish is flown in daily. Like, a lot of pub food is real heavy. I mean, he uses his natural ingredients. He supports a dozen Missouri and Illinois farms, buys local from Companion Bread, supports local vendors. So, but the fact is, the food is clean. And that's not what you really think about when you go into a pub.
Right.
You know, you think heavy bar and food. All that, and bar food and, you know, processed, and that's just not him at all.
No, it doesn't look like it.
We brought you two of the most famous things that they serve.
God love you for that.
Yes.
For bringing us
Can
something.
You smell it? It smells amazing.
It's
one
incredible.
Is their Captain Crunch shrimp.
Captain Crunch shrimp? Well, just got Gordon, Crunch. His six-year-old, just came out in them.
Let's go for it.
It's delicious. Please try it. It's wonderful. It's kind of sweet, but savory at the same time. It's got this amazing Thai dipping sauce. And
well, that's something else.
Yes, yeah, so that might be the chicken raviolis.
Chicken raviolis?
Yeah.
I think I've ever had a chicken ravioli. Have you, Grover?
Chicken toasted rav, yeah. Okay, there you go. You got
smokes.
To try this.
Oh, gosh.
It's so good.
Sorry, everyone. You're not going to be able to hear us for a minute, except chomping.
But that's their popular thing. They were kind of off the menu for just about 5 minutes, and people panicked.
Wow.
And now they're back on the menu. But aren't those amazing?
These are amazing. Here, did you get one?
Oh, no. I've
napkin,
had
please.
So many. I've already had like six.
So again,
I
took
one
say
on my way over
we're not
here.
Talking, we're crunching.
If you could
I had an order for breakfast after on my way over.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, I need a napkin. He can't stop eating so I can keep moving here.
It's delicious. So.
Wow. What are they known for? What's their main specialty they're known for?
Oh, boy, that's really hard. Their wings, I mean, it's like they win the wingding. They didn't do it this year because they've been so busy with the airport, but they win every year. So their wings are just fantastic. The Captain Crunch shrimp is pretty
Captain
amazing.
Crunch.
Their salads. Hey, did you know in August it was National Eat Outside Day? They have these beautiful patios.
I love being able to go somewhere and eat outside. We're always trying to figure out, it's a beautiful night or it's a beautiful day, and we're like, where can we go where we can sit outside? We're always doing that, and we'll try to like Google or something, and it never works right. So it's so good to know that they have
they've got gorgeous patios. But another thing that they're really well known for
keep
is
talking,
their...
Candace.
Oh,
okay,
my
no
goodness.
Problem. You just keep eating. That
What's
does
in
my
the else
heart
in the
good.
Back? Can we see that? Oh my gosh!
Another major thing they're known for is their beer program. So that's
What's
another
that?
Thing they get voted over and over and over for just their selection of craft and draft beers. They do every Thursday from 5 to 7, they do these tap takeovers. So like Four Hands. Well, by the way, they have their own beer too, Three Kings beer that
how cool.
Four Hands did, like a blonde pale ale type of thing. Mm-hmm. But so every Thursday, O'Fallon Brewery or Four Hands or Schlafly, they'll come in and they'll take over the tap and they'll bring all of their beers. So, of course, you know, the fall beers are out. So
I love
you
the
can
pumpkin
get them.
Beer. Do they do a pumpkin
beer?
Yeah,
of course they do a pumpkin beer. Absolutely. Any kind
That's
of flavor
chicken.
Imaginable. And so they have 30 draft and they have 40 craft plus. So it just depends on when you go. I mean,
now can
so.
You do any type of? Do they have any type of? You know how you can go to wine places, you can be like a member and get the wine of the month. Do beer places do that, or does Three Kings do any kind of membership? Where
yeah,
you be
they
part
do
of that?
A membership like a beer program where you can try different things, and they have a great wine program too.
Oh, they do.
I know you
okay.
like wine.
I love wine.
I know.
I love beer too. I just for some reason, as I'm aging, my tummy's not aging with me, and the wheat and stuff and beer just. And I love beer, and I love, like, the pumpkin or the raspberry.
Yes.
Oh, it's delicious. But, you know, I guess I just need to take a Tums before I do it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I love beer, too, but I hear you on that one.
After I'm just joking. Upset with ourselves.
Why?
That we haven't been to Three Kings yet until this is the
you
first time I've tasted
your
their
mouth
food.
Is full.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Isn't that so good? Mm. It's so good. And so,
so what was that I just tasted? The chicken ravioli?
Oh. So those are, yeah, the chicken toasted ravioli. So we wanted to do kind of a little bit of a different spin on
it.
So aren't they good? Mm-hmm. They're so good. I mean, I'm telling you, everything that you order is amazing. And they've got a great kids menu.
And that's great, too, because you go to all these restaurants, everybody has toasted ravioli, but they don't have toasted chicken ravioli, and it tastes like that.
Did you give one to Grover? It tastes like a, what is the chicken dip? The hot chicken dip?
Buffalo chicken?
Yeah, it tastes like a buffalo chicken dip inside there.
Mm, okay. So good.
Which is really good. My daughter would freak out and go crazy if she tasted that. She loves a buffalo chicken dip. So,
well, they got tons of sandwiches. They got soups. They got wraps. They got desserts. I mean, anything that you like. They call it global pub food, elevated. So elevated being the whole clean aspect, but the global being, I mean, depending on what it is that you're craving, you can go into this place and find something that you're going to like and that your kids are going to like.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, I mean, and the prices are really good. They're conveniently located.
Oh, yeah,
and again,
super convenient. They have several locations.
Yeah, and Ronnie's, and,
they're
and the thing is,
strategically located in a way because they're like in the great places. I mean, like you said, go Ronnie's, they go get dinner before they go to a movie. And that's good too because for the money that you spend at Three Kings, you're going to have a fabulous meal versus the $40 you spend on just popcorn at the theater.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, they get so expensive now.
Oh.
But what else is cool about Derek with the airport, he's doing so well. They're talking to him about possibly bringing Three Kings into other airports. So they're trying to bring that whole, that's kind of the new genre of airport restaurants. They're trying to bring in the local versus the national chains.
Well, I'm finding out, too, it seems like they're having so many more layovers now with flights. There's so many flights that they're having more time that people are spending inside the airport than they used to. So there's now that there are all these fabulous restaurants, it's perfect.
And Terminal 2 now, I mean, I recently flew to New York, and we flew in Terminal 1, we did Delta. It was like a ghost town.
Really?
I mean, Terminal 2, everybody's flying Southwest. I mean, it's popping. I don't know if you've been to the airport lately, but everybody wants to getting in and out. Oh, yeah, you guys are going to Dallas here soon. So the ease of getting in and out of Terminal 2 is so nice. And they're located conveniently right next to a Starbucks. So how can you not want to go? And with a 12-minute ticket turnaround, I mean, there's no reason why you can't get in and get out.
And that's fast for airport.
Yes.
I mean, that's fast because I've eaten many places in airports, and they do not have a 12-minute turnaround.
No, they don't. And also, they have breakfast items at the airport, which they're going to incorporate now into all the other restaurants. So
that's been perfect.
The one thing they've been missing is, like, you know, a little bit of breakfast, a little brunch item. So now, because of the success of that, they're going to be bringing it to the other restaurants. So there's just a lot of things going on at Three Kings. But take a picture of your food for Gift a Meal and upload it, which you know you're going to do anyway.
Yes.
Just tag Gift a Meal.
There you go.
We will. Absolutely. And I'm a big fan now. They just gained a new customer.
Well, good.
Big
fan.
Well,
many
let
more.
Me know when you guys
many
go.
More.
I'd love to sit down and join you and have some Captain Crunch shrimp.
Yeah, perfect. Well, breakfast and dinner all at the same time.
I love it.
Well, Candace Coleman, thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
And thank you, Three Kings.
Savory Saturday. And to Three Kings, we are going to enjoy sharing this gift certificate with someone else who's going to win it on our next show here, Win 590. When we actually got everything live all at the same time, we'll do a fun game that we always like to do where someone can win. So we appreciate it so much. Thank you so much for having us
Thanks,
on.
Candace.
And again, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to share Three Kings on the She Said, He Said page. You can also find Three Kings on Facebook for yourself. Like it, enjoy it, go there and taste some of these unique dishes that they have. And as you said, they will be at Taste of St. Louis. It's coming up to the 14th, 15th, and 16th of September in Chesterfield.
You got Taste St. Louis out in the lobby, which is really cool.
We got plenty going on today, all about food. Thanks for sharing yours with us. We appreciate it. Candace Coleman, right here on She Said, He Said. We'll be right back with more on 590 The Fan. All right.